Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Lorman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will continue with today's verse.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verse can be found in John chapter 20, verse 26. 8 days later, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." I was in my early teens when I voiced some doubts about my faith. Now, although I had grown up in the church and attended services pretty much every Sunday of my life, I entered a season of skepticism. I wanted to know how everything fit together. So I wanted answers to some fairly important questions. Questions like, can I really trust the scriptures? Is there evidence for the resurrection? And what if faith is just make-believe? Now, I tried to voice these questions to some of the leaders in my church. Their response was quick and decisive. "Don't be a doubting Thomas," they replied. The implication was that questions and doubts were really unwelcome in the church. Have you ever experienced such a response to your questions? Have you ever been made to feel less than faithful simply because you doubted some part of the faith? Doubting Thomas is a disciple who initially denies the resurrection. Instead of believing the eyewitness testimony of his friends, Thomas responds with a certain amount of skepticism. And since this response, well, Thomas gets a bad rap. Doubt defines his legacy, despite the other places where he shows up in the Gospels. And outside of Judas, well, he is the disciple we least want to emulate. Sure, Peter gets things wrong from time to time, but at least he tried. And Bartholomew, while forgettable, never seems to stray. And so in the end, we dismiss Thomas as nothing more than a faithless disciple. But is this accurate? Thomas's story is well known. He misses the appearance of the risen Jesus on Easter morning, and we don't know why. Maybe he was stuck in traffic, or maybe he was too scared to be in the company of the disciples. But for whatever reason, he misses the glorious appearance of Jesus. And so when the disciples tell him, "We have seen the Lord," well, he doesn't accept it at first. Too often we focus on this part of his experience. But tucked into the story of Thomas is a description of Thomas's journey with the disciples. We read, 8 days later, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. See, Thomas didn't remove himself from the company of the disciples simply because he had questions and doubts. Even though he had questions, and even though he couldn't bring himself to believe what the disciples believed, Thomas remained a member of the community. It can be tempting to believe that our doubts or our questions have to separate us from the faith community. Questions, we believe, speaks against our discipleship. They accuse us of faithlessness. And so we do one of two things. We either hide our questions and doubts, never voicing them or exploring them, which means that they work against us and condemn us. Or we jettison ourselves from the life of the community. We say, well, I will be back once I, quote, figure things out. But this leaves us feeling alone and discouraged, lacking the resources needed to address those deep yearnings of our soul. But that was not Thomas's experience. His questions and his doubts led him further into the community. His doubts caused him to journey with the disciples more closely. For 8 days, Thomas sat with those who had witnessed the risen Lord. He listened to their experiences. He felt their excitement. He prayed along with them and joined his voice to their song. Equally, the fellowship of the disciples, they didn't exclude him. They didn't shun him because they believed something that he struggled with. No, they embraced Thomas and all of his doubts and his questions. The fact is, we all have doubts and questions from time to time. Because our faith is never lived in a straight line, nor does it always make sense. And our inability to dissect the way of Jesus can easily lead us into a place of questioning or struggle. So we may even feel, like Thomas, that the doubts and questions of our faith are insurmountable. But instead of allowing our struggles to create this chasm over which we cannot cross, what if we allow them to draw us deeper into the fellowship? Because Thomas meets the risen Jesus from within the community of faith. Now, Jesus could have appeared at any time. When Thomas was out for a walk, when he was eating his breakfast, when he was sitting alone in silent prayer. No, Jesus reveals himself in the context of the gathered discipleship of believers, because it is in community that we uncover new life, and it is in community that our faith grows. So if you wish to go deeper in your faith, then maybe you can become more like Thomas. Be honest about your faith struggles. Be open about your questions and even your doubts. Relay them to the community of people who care for you and who support you. Find a group of disciples that you can journey with. You may even consider finding a spiritual mentor, someone with whom you can meet regularly and explore the deep questions of your soul. Of course, no community is perfect. But the reality is, when we embrace community and allow it to embrace us, we may just find, like Thomas, that it's in that place that we meet the risen Lord.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.